Good morning. I'm Gary Zimak. On this day, 99 years ago, a very special event took place. Therefore, we're bringing you a very special edition of Spirit in the Morning.
At Fatima one day, to tell us again of the great need for prayer. As her children, we answer this way. Dear Lady of Fatima, we come on bended knee to beg your intercession for peace and unity. Dear Mary, won't you show us the right and shining way? We pledge our Saturdays, we ask your guiding hand for grace and guidance here on earth and protection for our land.
Ave Maria.
Well, good morning. This is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. And yeah, we started things off in a little bit of a different way today because today is a special day, October the 13th, 99 years ago. On this day in 1917 was the sixth apparition of our Blessed Mother at Fatima. We're going to talk about that through the hour. Now, here's the neat thing about the way we do this program. I love this. You know, this is our first week on the air. It's great to be with you here today. I have to say, I love the fact that we get to start the day with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. We sat down yesterday planning today's show, and we realized that it was this special day. It was the anniversary of the sixth apparition at Fatima. And you know what? Everybody here loves the Blessed Mother, and we thought, we're going to put together a special show today. So as a result, this show, we're dedicating it to Our Lady, Our Blessed Mother. We've got a special giveaway coming up, so stay tuned. As they say, stand by your phones. I don't mean you need to stand by. You could sit by your phone or whatever you have to do. We're going to do a special giveaway in a couple of minutes. I'll tell you about that. But we're here throughout the show. The music will be all about the Blessed Mother. And we are really going to cover the spectrum of music today. We started off with Andy Williams. Believe it or not, we're even going to work Eric Clapton into today's show. So we are going to be all over the place. And that's what we do here at Spirit in the Morning. We want to reach out to you and let you know that God speaks to us many different ways, and certainly there are different kinds of music. Louis Armstrong used to say there's just two kinds of music, good and bad. That's my belief. I like all different kinds of music. My buddy Dave Parker is here by my side. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. How are you, Gary?
You know what, Dave? I am excited. I know the Blessed Mother means a lot to you as well.
Absolutely,
So it's great to be able to do this show to talk about this apparition at Fatima. Now, I'll give you some of the details about it. The Fatima apparition, the apparitions, I should say, are totally approved by the church. And this is a way to really get close to the Lord by listening to the words of our Blessed Mother. So we'll chat about that a little later in the program. We've got at 7:50 our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We also have a special interview that Dave conducted yesterday with Cheryl Abrams from Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish. She's going to be talking about a rosary rally. This is a national rosary rally, which will be taking place on Saturday. We'll get to that in a little while. Right now, the time is 7:06 on Spirit in the Morning. I want to, Dave, I want to tell you something here. This is interesting. This is our first week on the air, and last night I went home, and my wife Eileen cooked a really special dinner, which she's a great cook. She always does some great things, but I'm a man, so therefore I'm supposed to be good with barbecuing, right? Mm-hmm. That's what us guys do.
Exactly.
Cookouts, the men take over. Yeah. I'm not that good. And, you know, it's funny. I come from a family of excellent grillers. My wife's family, she's got some of her brothers really know their way around a grill, but I'm not that way. I remember one time we had a family party, and I think it was when we first moved into our house, and it started to rain, and I thought, well, why don't we just bring the grill indoors into our screened-in porch, right? Sounded like a good idea, but what happened was the ceiling of the porch is plastic. So guess what? It started to melt. That was my first exploration.
That was not planned.
No,
right?
That was not a good idea. So therefore, I've been banned from barbecuing. But we recently got a George Foreman grill. So last night, and boy, that's fantastic because we try to eat healthy. I mean, I know you wouldn't know it to look at some of the sweets that I like and all, but we do try to eat healthy. So Eileen cooked up some pork chops on the George Foreman grill.
Sounds delicious, Gary.
Really good. Nice thin cut pork chops.
What's that address?
Oh, man, that's funny. But anyway, we had a great dinner. But you know, the George Foreman grill, I'm starting to learn how to use it as well. Uh-huh. I'm able to even grill as a non-grilling person myself.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Gare, they do have remedial grilling chapters all over. I mean, you get.
Can you hook
me
up?
They're like 5 to 6 weeks. I mean, you practice and you get to eat what you grill.
Hey, man,
if you dare.
I think I'm gonna have to do that. But anyway, so that was my evening. It's great to be with you here. It's 7:08 on Spirit in the Morning. I also want to mention that we now have a new website. Our technical guru, and boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know how we would stay on the air without this guy, Frank Eliason. He hooked us up with a brand new website, spiritinthemorning.com. So if you want to focus, if you want to keep track of everything we're talking about, everything we discuss on the show, it's all going to be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. So check that out today. Let your friends know we're here. This is our first week on the air. We got to get the word out. We're getting a lot of good feedback, and we want to be here for you. We want to help get your morning started off the right way. So with that in mind, let's begin with our prayer. But today, since it is a special day, we're going to say a prayer to our Blessed Mother, asking for her intercession, not only on this program, but for all of us as we begin our day. Let's pray a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's great to be able to talk about our mom. That's the thing about us. We all have a common mother. Isn't that neat? The Blessed Mother. And, you know, I realize that not everybody gets Mary. We'll talk about her through the hour, because I was one of those people who struggled to really understand Mary. But man, I'll tell you what, she has changed my life. Having her as my mother, she is leading me closer to Jesus every day. So we're going to chat a little bit more about this apparition at Fatima that occurred on this day in 1917. Throughout the show, we'll talk more about that. But right now, I want to get to the gospel. And I have to be honest, Jesus has not been easy with me this week. This is our initial week, and the gospels have been brutal. But, you know, sometimes I think this is what we need. He's in a groove right now. He's talking to the Pharisees and the scholars, people that really are not living the life that they should live, really not living the life with the Lord that they should live. That can be all of us at one time or another. So let's hear what Jesus has to say in today's daily gospel from Daily Mass. It's Luke chapter 11, verses 47 through 54. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." Boy, I'll tell you, it's really easy to look at this and look at the scribes and the scholars and the Pharisees and all these guys who oppose Jesus and say, "They are really bad people. I don't like these people. It's a good thing I'm not like these people." But this is not the message Jesus wants to get out of this. Because remember, the Lord speaks through Scripture. This message is directed to us. How does this apply to us? What happened here is something we all do. The scholars of the law, they let their pride get in the way. And they thought they had a better way to serve God. And they didn't want to listen to Jesus. And they were leading people away from him. Now, again, I know this is a tough message. But if we're going to be friends with Jesus, we have to take the good and the bad together. So if he's going to give us a little bit of a hard message, we have to be willing to accept it. We all fall victim to this sometimes. So today, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand the ways when we sometimes depart from following the Christian life that we should be living. How am I leading other people to Christ, or how am I pushing them away? Am I treating them with love? You know, we talked about this yesterday. There's going to be those people that challenge us. Let's try to be Jesus to those people today, especially the ones who we find difficult to deal with. Okay, does that sound good? I'm going to leave it at that. Again, we're going to have this gospel linked at our website, spiritinthemorning.com, so you can check it out. It really is a good message. And tomorrow, it gets a little bit lighter, so tomorrow's gospel is a little bit lighter. We'll see how that goes. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:13. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. Okay, we're going to go into break in just about a minute. Here's this special giveaway. You ready to call in? I am offering today, because this is a special day, a free signed copy of my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. All you need to do is be the third caller at 215-345-1570. The phone lines are open now, 215-345-1570. Be the third caller, and we'll send you a signed copy of my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. It's a look at the Blessed Mother's words in Scripture, a little meditation on each one of her words. She only spoke four times in the pages of Scripture. It will help you to get to know her better. So be the third caller at 215-345-1570, and we'll send you a signed copy of Listen to Your Blessed Mother. 215-345-1570. The time is 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for October 13th. Today we celebrate Blessed Marie Rose du Rocher. Drawn to religious life, poor health kept her from pursuing this vocation. Instead, she spent 13 years as housekeeper, hostess, and parish worker for her priest brother's parish in the village of Bouloyle. As a young woman, Eulalie hoped that one day there would be a community of teaching sisters for every Montreal parish. Well known for her graciousness, courtesy, leadership, and tact, she was called the Saint of Bouloyle. Eulalie's spiritual director encouraged her to begin her own community, which she was reluctant to do. Finally agreeing, she and two friends moved into a house across the St. Lawrence River from Montreal, where they began a boarding school with 13 students. Poverty, trials, sickness, and slander marked the next 6 years of Sister Marie Rose's life. But from her strong will, intelligence, and common sense were born the Sisters of the Holy Name of Jesus and Mary, a congregation dedicated to education in the faith. Marie Rose du Rocher died in 1849 and was beatified in 1982. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Ave Maria.
What'd you think of that? Celine Dion. Boy, wasn't that beautiful? That was Ave Maria. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:21. The current weather, 53 degrees, mostly cloudy. Today, sunny, then becoming cloudy during the afternoon with a high near 73. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 48. Friday, sunny with a high near 64. So, boy, we have some great weather coming our way here in the Delaware Valley. Boy, that was a beautiful rendition of Ave Maria by Celine Dion. I want to say also that we have a winner of my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother. Kathy from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is listening today. Boy, that's really neat to hear, Kathy, that you're listening from Winston-Salem. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to send you a copy of my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother. Now, here's the good news. I've got another copy of the book. In the second half hour of the program, we're going to be offering another copy of Listen to Your Blessed Mother. So stay by your phone. We'll give you the cue when to call in when we open up the phone lines. Today is a special day. We're doing things a little bit differently on Spirit in the Morning. We're focusing on the apparition, the sixth apparition of our Blessed Mother, which occurred on October the 16th in 1917 in Fatima. This apparition is known as the miracle of the sun. This phenomenon, and here's the really neat thing. We have a link on our website, spiritinthemorning.com, to an article that can be found on the EWTN website all about this miracle of the sun. I realize that not everybody is into Marian apparitions. It's a little hard to believe sometimes, but here's what I want to say. This is approved by the church. This miracle was seen by 70,000 people. This is, how do you argue with that? And again, the church has approved this. The church has really stringent requirements for approving apparitions. And really what this is called private revelation. This is when the Blessed Mother or Jesus will appear to a particular individual. Now, do you have to believe that? No. Private revelation does not have to believe. But here's where I want to go with this. If the church says that this is approved, and again, this is an exhaustive vetting that they do for these apparitions, and the Blessed Mother has some really important things to say when she appears, and she always does, wouldn't it make sense to believe in it? So I would encourage you to read this article, and you can find it again at spiritinthemorning.com. When the Blessed Mother appeared, and there was actually a miracle of the sun, 70,000 people witnessed this. And what did Mary say? She said, I want a chapel built here in my honor, and I want you to continue saying the rosary every day. That's part of her message on this day in 1917. I would really take that seriously. And again, do you absolutely have to believe in these private revelations? No. But man, I'll tell you what, Mary will bring you closer to Jesus. I found this in my life. She means so much to me. She didn't always, but that's one of the reasons I wanted to write this book, and that's one of the reasons that I talk so much about the Blessed Mother. She has brought me closer to Jesus than I could ever imagine. Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:24 right now. I want to go to a special interview that my buddy Dave Parker conducted with Cheryl Abrams from Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish. She's talking about a national rosary rally, which is going to be taking place on Saturday. And let's listen to that right now, and we'll be back after the interview to continue with the show.
The miracle of the sun was really the capstone event for the sixth and final appearance of Our Lady to three children, Lucia dos Santos, eventually known as Sister Lucy, and her two cousins, Francesco and Jacinta Marto, at the Cova de Iria near Fatima, Portugal. Our Lady appeared to them on the 13th of the month from May through October, 1917.
How many people saw the apparitions?
Well, the children were alone on May 13th, but with each month, the crowds grew until 70,000 people came for the miracle that was promised in October. And each time before October, the witnesses saw some form of gentle, supernatural phenomena, but they weren't privy to what Our Lady told the children.
Why did the miracle occur in October?
Lucy's family and her cousin's family were the object of ridicule by many people during that summer, and on July 13th, Lucy asked the Lady if she would provide a sign that her beautiful presence was from heaven. Our Lady told them that on October 13th at solar noon, our Lord would permit her to perform a miracle so that all would believe. By October 1917, news had spread that the miracle was to occur, and 70,000 people came to watch. Many came in faith, but also some to laugh at what they called the fools who would believe in such nonsense. On the night of October 12th, the weather was horrible. Cold and almost winter-like rain soaked and chilled to the bone many people who had come from long distances to stand outdoors for the miracle the next day. The rain continued all morning on October 13th, but when the children came at close to solar noon, the weather suddenly changed as they commanded everyone to close their umbrellas and begin the rosary together. The rain then stopped, and the miracle began when the sun started spinning and dancing in the sky and changing colors, which also changed the colors on the people themselves and their clothing. The crowd then began to shout that it was a miracle.
So, Cheryl, why did the changing colors seem miraculous?
Well, that was only the beginning. The sun then fell toward the witnesses and filled the sky. It was so close that many of them screamed in horror and fell to their knees to repent. Believers and non-believers alike saw this happen, and many of the official reports were written by non-believers who assured the readers that each reporter knew and believed what he saw. As the sun seemed ready to crush and burn the large crowd, it rose back to its proper place in the sky, but another marvel occurred. All 70,000 people realized that their muddy and rain-soaked clothes were clean and dry. Miracles of healing for body, mind, and soul are even greater, and they also occurred for many who came that day and attended this miracle of the sun.
What did Our Lady tell the children?
When they saw her that day, Our Lady told them that she was the Lady of the Rosary. She gave them prophecies and warnings, all of which are consistent with biblical and church teachings. And then she told them that the war would end soon, World War I. But a worse war would break out if people did not reform their lives. She also said that she would return with God's command for reparation through the five first Saturdays in honor of her Immaculate Heart, and to also ask the Holy Father to consecrate Russia by name in union with all the bishops of the world on a given day in one solemn prayer of consecration. October 13th then became a day of public prophetic revelation, not just a private revelation. We would all do well to answer God's call through Our Lady, because the world will never have peace unless we respond fully to God's requests.
Cheryl, so what are those requests?
Well, we're to do our part by enrolling in and wearing the brown scapular, praying a daily rosary, offering the unavoidable sufferings of our lives, living our chosen vocation well, spreading the messages of Fatima, and asking for Russia to be consecrated by name to Our Lady. We can see the need for everyone to do their part, because 99 years later, as the centenary year begins, the world and the church are in great peril, and Our Lady offers us the only way to true peace.
So how does this relate to the Rosary Rally?
Well, the organization America Needs Fatima invites everyone to come to the Rosary Rally in honor of this miracle of the sun, and they ask people to come on the Saturday closest to October 13th so that as many people as possible can come. This rally is also held in a public place so that as many people as possible can witness our efforts and perhaps join us right then. So do join us on October 15th at 12 noon at the Rosary Rally site of your choice. For more information, contact America Needs Fatima at 866-584-6012.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. The time is 7:30. Thanks so much for tuning in to this special program commemorating the anniversary of the sixth apparition of Our Blessed Mother at Fatima. Boy, we're really privileged to be able to talk about Our Blessed Mother today. We don't get to do that as much, and we're going to do that more on the show. I think that she needs to be spoken about, because as Catholics, we really look at her as our spiritual mother. We don't worship her. Sometimes that gets misunderstood, because we understand that she is a creature. But she is a creature created by God for a very special purpose, to deliver the Savior to us. Man, I'll tell you what, that's pretty special. And then Jesus, and that's going to be our Be Not Afraid Bible verse today at 7:50, Jesus gave Mary to us. Isn't that amazing? To be our mother. And I'll tell you what a good mother she is. My mom takes good care of me. She always leads me closer to Jesus. You know, I think one of the reasons I love doing this show, I do a lot of national radio, but I'm a Delaware Valley guy. I love being able to do this show. More importantly, I have an amazing team here at Holy Spirit Radio. And I'm surrounded by people who are really following the Holy Spirit. And I just love the fact that we get inspired. We let the Holy Spirit lead us very appropriately at Holy Spirit Radio to broadcast in the way that He wants us to broadcast. So sometimes we kind of change things up a little. We do things a little bit differently. And you're going to see an example of that right now. We started off the show with Andy Williams. We had Celine Dion. Now, believe it or not, and as an old guitar player, well, yeah, I guess I am old. I have to admit that. Eric Clapton, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Eric Clapton has always been one of my guitar heroes. So we're going to go to a song by, believe it or not, Eric Clapton. But it even gets more amazing than that. He is accompanied by Luciano Pavarotti. The song is called Holy Mother. And I want you to, you know, depending on, we've got listeners who like rock music. We have listeners who like easy listening music. I like it all. Again, that Louis Armstrong quote. There's only two kinds of music, good and bad. I want you to really listen to this song. The name of the song is Holy Mother. It's a live recording. You may have heard it. It's been making the rounds on the internet for the past several months. I think it was recorded back in 2003. Listen to this. Holy Mother is going to blow you away. And keep in mind that after this song, we're going to be back. We'll do another book giveaway. Don't call yet, but we're going to be calling. We're going to be opening up the phone line soon. Right now, listen to Holy Mother by Eric Clapton and Luciano Pavarotti. do you think? Are you awake yet? How about that? Eric Clapton, Luciano Pavarotti, Holy Mother. I know it's a bit different, isn't it? But you talk about two conflicting styles, but they all come together to sing about the Blessed Mother. Man, we are doing a special show today on Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimek along with Dave Parker in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. It's 7:38 right now. And I just want to add a personal note about that song. That song was one of the favorite songs of Kathy Gasson, who was a big part of what went on here at Holy Spirit Radio. When I first came to the station to do my show, Following the Truth, Kathy was my producer, and we had some great conversations about music. She, in particular, and I didn't know Kathy that well when I started. We had a conversation about that song, and she was comparing Eric Clapton to Jeff Beck. And as a guitar player, I said, "Wow, you know those guys?" And we really got along great. Kathy passed away earlier this year suddenly, and I'll tell you what, we miss her tremendously here. She was such a part of what goes on here. So I can't play that song without thinking of Kathy. Dave, I know you loved her too.
Oh, absolutely, Gare. To kind of carry on, she mentored me, and she taught me the board. That's why I'm standing here today. She taught me what I knew, along with Dale and Jane and Frank. So we love her. She's always in our heart.
Yeah. And Kathy, I know you're proud of us. Please keep praying for us. You're proud of us with this morning show. I know you would have loved this. So we're going to be praying for you as well. Thank you, Kathy, for everything you did for us. Your Spirit in the Morning. Wake up time, 7:40. I'm Gary Zimek. We're doing a special show about the Blessed Mother today to commemorate the 99th anniversary of her sixth apparition at Fatima. And we have information on our website, spiritinthemorning.com, an article put out by EWTN about that apparition. Check it out if you get a chance. See what you think about it, as well as all of the other things we talk about today on the show. spiritinthemorning.com is the place to go. And if you have any comments about the program, you can email me directly at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you'd like to hear on the program. Let me know if you'd like me to come out to speak to your parish. I am blessed with the opportunity to speak all over the country about the Lord. I've got a lot of different topics I discuss, but I'd love to speak in the Delaware Valley. If you would like me to do that, just email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org, and we'll get you set up and arrange that. This is a special show about Fatima, Our Lady's sixth apparition at Fatima. And, you know, when the Blessed Mother appears, she doesn't just come to say hi. She comes with a message. And I think that one of the most important things that any of us can remember is her final recorded words in sacred scripture. At the wedding of Cana, what did Mary say? Do whatever he tells you. That's what our mom wants us to remember. She wants us to remember to follow her son, Jesus. That is not only the way to experiencing peace, it's the way to get to heaven. So if you follow Jesus every day, if you listen to your Blessed Mother, I'll tell you what, you're going to end up in heaven, and you're going to end up getting to know Jesus very well. It's 7:50 today. I'll have my Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which we do every day. This one really talks about the Blessed Mother and how Jesus gave her to us. I think a lot of times we could forget that. Jesus is dying on the cross. It was not a particularly easy time for the Lord, but he said these words, and he gave the Blessed Mother to us. You think he did that for no reason? No, he had a reason. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he needed us to pay attention to that message so that we could accept Mary into our hearts. We'll talk more about that at 7:50. Right now, I want to let you know that we are giving away another copy of my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother. So if you missed out the first time, we're going to open the phone lines, so they are officially open right now. We invite you to call in. The number is 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. This is a copy of my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. It's a labor of love for me. I really wanted to write a book about the Blessed Mother, and I addressed all of her words and her actions in Scripture. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. She only spoke on four occasions in Scripture, but the words that she spoke are incredibly powerful. So if you give us a call at 215-345-1570. We will, and you're the third caller, we'll send you a signed copy. I'll personalize it if you want. 215-345-1570. Call now for your free copy of Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. And this is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm in the studios with Dave Parker. We're helping to get your day started off in the right way. Currently, it's 53 degrees in the Delaware Valley. Today's forecast sunny, then becoming cloudy during the afternoon with a high near 73. I'll take that. That sounds really good for October. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 48. Friday, sunny with a high near 64. So we got a couple of great days headed our way weather-wise in the Delaware Valley. Current time is 7:44. Time to get up, and I just want to let you know we already have a winner. Thank you so much. We have a winner of Listen to Your Blessed Mother. We're going to do more giveaways like this in the days to come. We know you're out there, and we want to reward you. We want to give you a little token of thanks for listening to us, for inviting us into your home. So get that coffee going, maybe scramble up some eggs, some bacon, whatever you want to do. Celebrate the gift of a new day with us here at Spirit in the Morning.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother Teach us wisdom.
gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, so strong and bright, gentle woman, peaceful.
Hail Mary, gentlewoman. That was Donna Corey Gibson. Isn't she good? She is a really great artist. Donna Corey Gibson with Hail Mary, gentlewoman. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. It is 7:51 right now. I just want to say, give a shout out to our winner of Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Christine from St. Maria Goretti Parish. Christine, thanks so much for listening. Before I do the Bible verse, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I want to mention that intermixed with these calls for the book, we're also getting some comments. And this is what we love. We want to get feedback either through my email address, gary@holyspiritradio.org, or by phone, 215-345-1570. We want to hear what you think about the show. We got a call from Carol, who tuned in on Monday. And Dave, she actually liked us, and she is listening to the program
now.
Isn't that great?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, and all kidding aside, it's tough to put together a new morning show, and this is what the folks at Holy Spirit Radio were able to do. This is what they wanted to do. And Dave and I, we're here. We want to do it. We want to start your day. But we want to get your input. We want to know what you need because we are unique. We're the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. We're from the area. We understand the culture of the area. And we love the Lord. So we want to help get your day started off on the right way. So continue to let us know what you think at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. This is addressed to my fellow worriers out there. We're going to do this segment every day. I get it. I know what it's like to be anxious. But if we look to the Bible, we can get some amazing information. Not so much information even. Really, some a message directly from the Lord, which will help to put us at ease. Today, I want to go to John chapter 19. Verses 26 and 27. This is, to frame this a little bit, this is while Jesus is dying on the cross. Remember, today is dedicated to our Blessed Mother. We're doing this special program to commemorate the 99th anniversary of Our Lady's apparition, in her sixth apparition at Fatima. So I'm going to look at this Bible verse right now, John chapter 19, beginning in verse 26. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. We've all heard that before. We've heard that passage before. What's happening there? The Blessed Mother is standing by the foot of the cross. The disciple, John, is traditionally identified as this beloved disciple. But I want you to notice something. He's not named. He's not named John. And even though St. John wrote this gospel, he didn't use his own name. He referred to himself as the beloved disciple. I'm sure that made the other disciples really happy when he was saying that. But, you know, here's the thing. The church has always interpreted this as meaning we are that beloved disciple. Beloved disciple, that's you, that's me. Jesus gave his mother to us. Now, on that day, we're told, John accepted her and he took her into his home. He accepted the offer. Jesus, while dying on the cross, said these words to you and me, behold your mother. John accepted 2,000 years ago. How about you? Have you accepted the Blessed Mother into your life? She's your mom. She loves you. And what do mothers do? They watch over you. They take you by the hand and they lead you to where you need to go. And where do you need to go? You need to go to Jesus. That's what Mary is going to do. So I would invite you today, if you haven't done so, say, Mary, I accept you as my mother. And if you have a problem, understandably so, some people do have a problem with Mary because they don't fully understand her role. Her role is not to take you away from Jesus. Her role is to bring you closer to Jesus. She was chosen, as that song so beautifully said, to deliver the Savior to us. God used her to deliver Jesus to us. Jesus could have come to earth in any number of ways, but he chose to come as a little baby born of the Virgin Mary. She's important to the Lord. If we really want to imitate Jesus in our life, it only makes sense that we do what he did and love our mother. That's what he did. He loved his mother, and he asks us to do the same thing. So make that decision today. And if you have trouble with it, talk to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm having trouble getting to know your mom. I still am uncomfortable. Jesus, help me. Let me know what I should do. And you'll be amazed at what he'll do. That's what I did. And before I knew it, I really got to know and love Mary. And I'll tell you more about it when I have extra time. But Mary is responsible for my job as a full-time Catholic evangelist. In 2011, on October the 7th, I made my total consecration to Jesus through Mary. You may or may not be familiar with that. And I basically gave my life over to the Blessed Mother and say, Mary, you turn me into a saint. I'm not doing a good job myself. Help me to better live out my baptismal promises. And this is becoming a really popular movement, originally made popular by St. Louis de Montfort in the 18th century. But more and more people are doing this. And again, we'll spend more time on this later. But I made that commitment saying, Mary, you got me. Lead me to Jesus. And that's what she's done. Right after that, I got laid off from my day job and I began my full-time career working for the Lord. And it's been an amazing experience. Mary will help you to get closer to Jesus. Give her a try today. Say, Mom, help me. I need your help with the struggles, with the anxieties, with the worries. I remember back to when I was a child, my mom was always there for me. My mom literally took me by the hand and kept me from getting into trouble. We need to be small children. That's what Jesus said. In order to get to heaven, we need to be like little children. The problem is we get older, we get a little too smart for our own good sometimes, but we need our mom to take care of us. And that's what she'll do. So on this day, we dedicated the whole show to our Blessed Mother because we love her here at Holy Spirit Radio. And I think the Holy Spirit's happy about that too, because the Holy Spirit is the spouse of the Virgin Mary. So she can also help you to get closer to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to know how to live your life in a way that will please the Lord, right? Sound good? So again, before we sign off, I'm going to end with my closing prayer here, but I want to let you know, I want to hear from you, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Let me know what I can do for you, what you think of the program. Let's close now in prayer, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, let the knowledge of salvation enlighten our hearts, so that freed from fear and from the power of our enemies, we may serve you faithfully all the days of our life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And all together we say amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, we come to the end of another episode of The Spirit in the Morning. So, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to check out our website, spiritinthemorning.com, for a recap of all that we talked about today. Go out there and enjoy the day. Whatever you do today, wherever you are, if you're home, if you're out, God's got you there for a reason. He's got something He wants you to do today. If you don't do it, nobody else will do that for you. Again, He gave us this day. If you're hearing this, you know what that means. It means you're alive. God's got a plan for you. He loves you. And you know what? He's with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to send you over to the EWTN Network now for Daily Mass. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. We'll hope you will be here as well. God bless.